Hello, my name's Aaron Brooks. I was born and raised in Salmon Arm, BC. I spent the first 18 years of my life living in Salmon Arm, and then I joined the Navy and spent 8 years in Victoria, where I served as a Naval Combat Information Operator on multiple ships and worked in the multi-unit link testing, operating, and training section, where we ensured that the various vessels of the Canadian Pacific Fleet were able to transmit all data they needed between each other. 2 years ago, I was medically released from the Royal Canadian Navy, and Veterans Affairs has been paying to retrain me with a Bachelor of Science in Computer and Information Sciences and a minor in Game Programming. After completion of my bachelor's degree, I'm hoping to train as a teacher for the high schools and teach computer science classes for grade 10 through 12. After my Bachelor of Science, I need to volunteer at the high school for 100 hours of assisting teachers with instruction. I am a heathen rather than a Christian. I worship the old Germanic deities from Northern Europe, Odin, Tyr, Thor, Freya, Frigga, and many, many others. I belong to the British Columbia Heathen Freehold, which is an inclusive heathen organization. We don't care about ethnic background, sexual preferences, any of that, as long as somebody wants to honestly and with integrity worship the gods of our pantheon, they are welcome to join us. Our local kindred, or congregation, of the BC Heathen Freehold is Scotty's Mountain Kindred, and we have been holding public rituals in Salmon Arm since midsummer, or 24th of June this past year, and we get our name from our reference to Mount Ida and how mountains were viewed as sacred to the goddess Scotty, who is the goddess of hunting and survival in the wilderness and all sorts of things like that. I'm the vice president of my Stratus Council. I help to make sure that all of the contracts for services are negotiated in a responsible and cost-effective manner, while making sure we get everything that is needed. Communities should be taking care of the members of our community who aren't able to take care of themselves. After completing my time with the military, my wife and I decided to move to Salmon Arm. For me, it was coming back home, and for her, it was leaving Vancouver Island for the first time. We moved here because we had a six-month-old girl at the time we moved, our daughter Audrey, and we wanted her to be raised near one of our families, and there's no way we could afford to stay in Victoria. So we moved here to Salmon Arm, and our daughter Audrey has spent a lot of time playing with her grandmother and great-grandparents, and it's been great raising her here for the last 2.5 years now.